Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney. The 2023-2024 Wildcats basketball season will get underway on Monday as Humboldt hosts Gilbert for their home opener. I sat down with Mooney to discuss his thoughts on last year's 15-8 team and the upcoming season with a roster that is mostly intact from a season ago. Looking back at last year, 2022-23 season, you went 15-8 overall with a third place finish in the conference. How would you characterize last year's group in 2022-23?
I thought last year's group was really tough. I thought we guarded hard despite our size, and I thought we rebounded well despite our size. I think our kids went into the season with an open mind in terms of what we were trying to accomplish, and I thought they did a really good job game to game and week to week of trying to execute the game plan that we were setting in front of them. And he did a really nice job of trying to learn the techniques, learn the skills that we were trying to show them, you know, especially defensively, kind of maximize our talent. Coming into this season, we're definitely going to rely on some of that. We did a lot of learning last year and kind of didn't always come at an even level. There were weeks I felt like we really learned a lot, and you know, we're going to rely on that this year and have been this season in terms of kind of going through practice and making sure that we are preparing ourselves for all the different kind of styles of basketball that we're going to have to compete against.
As you're moving into this 2023-24 season, what are some of the expectations within the program, mainly staying intact and having a lot of chemistry this year?
Yeah, you know, we're excited about this season. The girls put a lot of work in over the summer. We had a lot of kids that played a lot of basketball and got a lot of shots up. So we're excited about getting out and starting the season and starting to play games. Our expectations are that, you know, we compete every night as hard as we can, go out and try to be good teammates to each other, and try to be coachable and try to do a good job of coaching. You know, if we do those things, I think everything else kind of takes care of itself. But we have high expectations of ourselves. We want to go out and we want to compete. We want to win the conference championship. We want to, you know, make it to the state tournament. We want to do all those things. But we have to control the things that we can control right away, which are how hard we work in practice right now and, you know, what kind of teammate we are. And so far, so good. Like, these kids are awesome. They're a fun group to coach. They're excited about basketball and, you know, want to go out and compete.
Now you've been through a week of practice here. How has that first week of practice been with this group as you progress through the preseason coming into the season opener next week?
I think practices have been going really well. Like I said before, we're really excited about getting out and getting this season going and starting to play some basketball against other teams. We're doing a whole lot of relying on past knowledge. We all practiced together last year with 9 through 12 together. And I think that gives us a little advantage with some of our young kids because they come in knowing more than they would normally if they were practicing separately. So we all kind of had the same expectations last year as the season progressed. And then just with this many kids coming back from our varsity roster last year, we kind of hit the ground running a little bit. It doesn't take quite as long to go through some of the things that we need to go through. You know, all of that kind of helps make those first 2 weeks of practice go a little bit quicker.
With a host of letter winners coming back this year, who's really caught your eye here this first week of practice in terms of players who are going to be leading the team?
As a group, we're not very big. Size-wise, we're pretty small, so we're going to really have to focus on pushing the basketball in the open court and trying to play in transition and trying to keep other teams from deciding they want to throw it to their tall girls. So in doing that, Morgan will play most of the point guard for us this year, and she's doing a really good job of, you know, pushing the tempo of the ball up court in order to try to keep us in transition. You know, Paige and Caitlin Nelson both have had a nice summer of basketball and really have done a nice job of coming out and competing every night in practice and guarding really hard. Reagan Lee she's our leading rebounder coming back and has done a good job despite size of hitting the glass and rebounding hard. And then Ava Fisher's shooting the ball well. She's going to have to play more than just as a guard this year. She's going to have to play in the post for us quite a bit. We anticipate that we're going to see her kind of all over the place a little more than last year. Meg Zweibheimer has come in as a guard for us this year. And, you know, she's shooting the ball pretty well, and she's a smart kid. So she does a good job of knowing where she's supposed to be. Bella Oppheim is one of our posts that's coming back that had a lot of experience, although sadly right now she's dealing with some knee issues, so we're hoping to get her back soon and get her back to full strength. And, you know, she'll add a different, you know, a dimension to our team that we don't have when she's not there. Ava Newton's done a good job coming in as post for us and being a physical presence in the paint, you know, which we're certainly getting. Aries Packard is doing the same thing. You know, she's coming in and doing a good job of protecting the rim for us and being a physical presence in the paint. Maddie Kaufman's shooting the ball really well right now in practice, you know, which is what she's always done. She can absolutely shoot, and if you don't account for her, she'll put three on you real fast. So she does a really good job of stretching the defense for us. Tyler Smith is a kid that's played guard for us in the past and will probably have to play post for us a little bit this year as well. She doesn't look like a post, but she's a tough kid and smart enough that she can play multiple positions. Peyton Elman is one of our 10th graders this year. You know, she's going to give us depth at that guard position. She guards really hard. When she gets her feet set, she's a good shooter. And again, she's a smart kid, learning quickly. And then Kate Sievers, also one of our sophomores that's coming up this year. You know, same deal. Depth is at the guard position and guards hard, plays hard. She really wants to become a basketball player. So it's a good group of kids right now that we have on our varsity roster. Excited to try to put those pieces together and try to figure out how we best fit together at this point. You know, we're still kind of figuring that out, but, you know, we're getting some clues. And again, having most of those kids on the team last year kind of gives us a little head start.
With the seniors on this group this year, what kind of leadership do those seniors provide?
This group of seniors has been awesome in terms of the kind of leadership they provide. It starts in the summer. You know, these are kids that participate in multiple sports. They show up at open gyms. They work hard at open gyms. You know, they want to be better at basketball. They want to be better at the other sports that they play. Do a good job of when they're in the gym, they're present. They work hard. They're good people and good teammates. And so when you have kids like that, it's easy to want to play with them. It kind of spreads. And so I've really appreciated how this group of seniors has stuck with basketball throughout their 4 years. And, you know, I'm excited to see them have some success this year and get some of the rewards for their hard work.
What's been the message to the team as you get ready to open up against Gilbert and Pocahontas back-to-back nights for the regular season?
The message to the team so far is, you know, we got to run and we got to make everybody else run. You know, we're not going to be bigger than anybody we play all year. So we've got to try to get them convinced that they want to play with us and run the way we want to run. And if we can do that, I think I like our chances. But, you know, it's going to be tough to do with a lot of teams. But that being said, you know, we have to be pretty relentless with it. I think you're going to see a high-paced, fast-paced style of basketball from us. We got a lot of kids that can really shoot the ball, so we're not going to be bashful about finding shots. So it should be a fun group of girls to watch play basketball.
And, Coach, what excites you the most about Monday night when you get the home opener at home against Gilbert?
Oh, boy, I don't know. You know, I've been doing this a long time. I still get excited for the first game. You know, you have inclinations of what's going to happen. See it every night in practice, but sometimes until you go out and do it, it's hard to know. I'm excited just to get this group of kids out and start playing. I think they would have been happy if we'd have played on day one. I think I'm excited to just give them a chance to get out there, roll the ball out, and start putting it together and start figuring it out together.
Well, appreciate you taking the time, your coach, to talk things over about the upcoming season. I want to wish you best of luck for the upcoming matchups.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.